You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson from MLB.com. I'm here with arguably the best pitcher in Nationals history, Max Scherzer. Max, thanks for being with me. Max, this year, in my opinion, is better than last year. And do you agree with that, and why?
Well, I agree with that in the sense that how I'm able to control all my pitches. I really feel like I've been able to expand on this cutter that I'm throwing to the lefties. It really gives me a weapon to have a pitch that's breaking in on their hands. And I really feel like I'm able to pitch with four pitches at left-hand hitters, and that's the best I've ever had in my career, being able to go at left-hand hitters. And so for me, that's the process I really focus on, is how I'm able to attack right-hand hitters and left-hand hitters. And, for that reason, and that reason only, I don't care about results, that I'm a better pitcher in 2016 than I was in 15.
There seems to always be a game plan before you even go on the mound. And talk about that game plan.
Yeah, you just try to, recognize what the who you're going to face and what they're going to try to do against you and where you think their strengths and weaknesses are. And try to align that with what you do. Sometimes a hitter might have a strength, and I'll double down and say, I'll trust my strength over his strength. I'm not going to just live there, but if push comes to shove, I'm still going to throw, where I want to throw. And then there's other times where, hey, this guy's got a huge hole on this part of his swing. We're going to exploit that every single pitch.
It seems like every time you go on that mound, there's a strong possibility you're going to pitch a no-hitter. How do you feel when you're on that mound and you have no hits, let's say, after five innings?
Remember, no-hitters are fluky. I mean, you got to have everything go your way. I mean, I've been so fortunate to be able to throw two. And, they're going to hit a ball hard. And when that ball gets hit hard, it's got to be right at somebody. So you can't really control if you're going to go out there and, have one of those type of games, because more often than not, you're not. You're not going to go out there and throw a no-hitter. So, for me, it's going out there and, having to deal with adversity and pitch through, big innings and try to keep the offense at bay.
Because of the year you're having, a lot of people are now talking about you possibly win the Cy Young. How do you feel about that?
No, it's just one of those things that's a result of, our team. We've been a first-place team. We've been scoring a bunch of runs and getting a bunch of wins. And I know everybody loves a win-loss record for pitchers. And, my team has really stepped up behind me and provided, the defense and run supports behind me. So that, when I go out there and pitch, I'm not pitching for, to go out there and try to win a Cy Young. That's garbage. My motivation to go out there is to win. And pitch the best so that we win as a team. That's when you have that as your only motivation, you can do great things.
Yeah, it's not only just the wins, but the innings as well. I mean, you are one of the most durable guys in baseball, and how proud are you that you reached 200 innings again?
Oh, very proud. It's not so much that I'm proud of it for my own personal accolades. I'm proud of it because I'm taking the ball every fifth day. I'm going out there pitching deep in the ball games and, easing the amount of innings that the bullpen has to be used for and taking some stress off of those guys, because those guys can get worked hard, in a short period of time. And, when they have to throw, 3 days in a row, I mean, they're really barking, and that can hurt the ball club. And so if I'm able to go out there and do my job and pitch deep into the game, that takes the stress off those guys and makes them more effective, throughout the whole year. So that's why I take so much pride in pitching deep into ball games, is because how much it helps out the rest of the club.
We never hear anything about you regarding an arm injury or anything like that. How do you keep your arm in shape, and how do you keep yourself in shape?
Just a little bit of everything. I train hard, I run hard in the off season and during season. I listen to my body. I understand there's days where I don't feel the best and I can't go 100%, or I can't do my full workout, but even if I'm not feeling the best, I still give 100% of what I got that day. And I lift hard, and more importantly, when the situation, I also know my limits. I also know when I can't, I have to be honest with myself and, tell the pitching coaches that, hey, I'm done. Like, this is it. don't use me. You know, there's situations where this isn't a good time to pitch me, pull me. And you have to be able to have that conversation with yourself and the manager to guard yourself, because it also works just the opposite, so that if I do say, hey, I'm good, it means I'm good.
Yes. Also, what advice would you give to kids who want to become a Max Scherzer? You have a John Smoltz, for example, who says, hey, don't throw a certain pitch when you're 10 years old. What advice would you give the kids?
Oh, there's a little bit of everything. Just go out there and, you know, really enjoy this game. If you really enjoy this game, you want to play this game every single day. You want to practice baseball all the time, and you don't have to be the best right now. You just have to find a way to keep getting better, and just keep getting better and better. And that if you put in hard work to this game, it does pay off. And I remember being in that 7th, 8th grade, you know, time frame, and you know, saying, all right, I do want to put in extra work. You know, I'm going to go early to practice to work on pitching and hitting before we even practice, and doing that with my dad and my brother at the time. And that's just something that I always enjoyed. We always enjoyed. And I think that's one of the reasons that as a kid, why I was able to, you know, continue to get better.
And also, this is the final question. This team is going to the postseason for sure. And what's the key to going all the way? You came close with the Tigers in 2012. What's the key this year?
Postseason, you just got to come together and ride a wave, and everybody's just got to do their job. Every weakness will be exposed, and when it comes down to it, you need everybody pulling on the same rope, and everybody stepping up and doing and delivering the big hit or the big pitch, because that's how it takes all 25 guys to win. And at some point in time, everything gets exposed, and it comes down to just these little plays that define the series. And it'll be fun to see how this team responds to it.
Max Scherzer, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.